Welcome everybody to Jawanza for Life, also known as Health, Wealth, and Divine. My name is Jawanza, and I have got this great big smile on my face. I am ready for a very, very powerful, no pun intended, and you'll see why I say that in a minute, a very powerful, powerful interview, and you all are going to be so blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm always sharing with people about the shows and inviting people, new people, to tune in. And so for all of the new listeners, I want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your day to tune in. I guarantee you that you are going to be glad that you did. As you know, everybody, this show is about spiritual growth. We're about trying to grow spiritually. You can tell by the title, Health, Wealth, and Divine. I mean, it's about your health, it's about your wealth, and it's about your divinity. And so all of our shows are with that theme in mind. And so today's show is no different. We're going to be talking about spirituality, your divinity today. And I guarantee you, you're going to be so glad that you tuned in today. I've got a special, special guest, somebody that I've actually not had the pleasure of interviewing before, but I'm really excited because I know that this is going to be one of those shows where afterwards I'm going to want to interview her again. We're going to be discussing, there's going to be a workshop coming up in Washington, D.C., and I'm going to go ahead after I introduce my guest. I'll announce that before we really get into the interview, because I noticed that sometimes people don't listen all the way to the end of the show. And so normally if I make my announcements at the end and you tune out, I don't know why you would do that, but if you have to go for whatever reason, then you don't hear the announcements, and you don't want to miss this announcement. So I'm going to interview or actually introduce my special guest, and then I'm going to announce this special workshop that we have coming up, okay? So everybody, my special guest today is Shechemt Amhetrahem Ma'at Ma'akem, and she's been a member of the Osereset Society since 1983. And during that time, she has served as an instructor at A.T. Seben Mesut, the Osereset Society's Elementary School, and Kamet Institute for Magnificent Achievement Middle School. As a member of the priesthood in 1985 and Shechemt Regional Chief Priest in 2002, she has taught and continues to teach and promote Kemetic philosophy and meditation. Shechemt Amhetra is a wife, mother of five, and co-founder and CEO of the Managed Mind Incorporated, which is a wellness company that offers meditation programs for relaxation, workplace wellness, transcending stress, labor and delivery, and success in life. We all want success in life, right? Well, to that end, let me get to my special guest, Shechemt Amhetra. What an awesome bio you have here. Sister, you've done a lot. Welcome to Jawanza for Life. It's such a pleasure to speak with you and have an opportunity to sit with you for an hour or so, and we can actually sit at your feet and learn and glean and grow. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It's truly an honor also to be present and to share what I've learned, what I've seen, and what I've heard, all the good things. Also to be a part of the Jawanza for Life community now. So I'm excited and thank all those who have taken, like you said, taken the time to tune in and listen. If you're having dinner, if you're in an evening drive, I really appreciate your being here with us today. And thank you for that opportunity.
I'm honored to talk to people who have dedicated their life to helping others to grow as they grow and sharing information with others as they get it. And the information that we share is life-changing. And the information that you're going to share this evening has the potential to change a life or lives. That's the goal. That's the plan. And so, everybody, get ready. Open your mind. Open your spirit. Open your heart, because it's time to grow, and I'm ready. But I want to start off by talking about briefly, just I want to share, make this announcement, because, again, oftentimes people don't necessarily listen all the way through to the end, to the announcement. So I want to make sure that everybody gets this and is aware of it before you tune out. Don't tune out. But if you have to go, you know, at least you'll go with this information. Well, on Saturday, July the 29th, at the Simbeb Wellness Complex in Washington, D.C., there's going to be a workshop. It's titled Seker, Accessing Your Spiritual Power. That's Seker, Accessing Your Spiritual Power. That's going to be Saturday, July the 29th. That's going to be starting at 5 p.m. again at the Simbeb Wellness Complex, and that's at 6224 3rd Street in Washington, D.C. And in case you need to MapQuest that, that's 20011. And for more information, please call 202-630-2507. Again, that's 202-630-2507. Now, please do not eat at least 1 hour prior to the event. Please don't eat 1 hour prior to the event. Again, there will be a $7 donation for that. Again, you don't want to miss that. That's this Saturday. Seker, Accessing Your Spiritual Power. Everybody wants spiritual power, but you need to know how to access it. And that's what they're going to be talking about on Saturday, and that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in, everybody, and get ready because it's time for class. Wow. Again, just excited again to have the opportunity to talk to you. For those who might not know, you know, again, this workshop is being offered by the Osara Set Society. For those who might not be familiar with the Osara Set Society, could you share with us a little bit about the Osara Set Society? So that our listeners know what the Osara Set Society is?
Absolutely, absolutely. The Osara Set Society International was established in September of 1973 by Ra'un Nefer Amen, the Shechem or Shechem of the society, the chief priest and king, for the purpose of providing Afrocentric-based spiritual training, Kemetic spirituality, to the descendants of the diaspora. As well as a social vehicle that would, you know, give people a place to share in those principles according to the tradition. It's a Pan-African organization, you know, with the indigenous traditional hierarchical format of kingship. And we were talking earlier how Orowa Haymidu Ran Comet, the king of the D.C. region, had written a book regarding kingship and its efficacy in terms of assuring stability for the people. So if anyone like to go back and listen to that interview, I know that it's a great, great interview. Orowa did a great deal of work and has, as a king himself, sees the value, understands, you know, the intrinsic value of that system.
You know, that yeah, I was just going to say, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I was going to say, you're absolutely correct. Go, continue, please.
Yes, yes. We're, the society is based on the Assyrian religious system, which is the oldest spiritual system known to the world, and it's documented from 3000 BC to 300 AD, and it's fundamentally based on an individual's efforts to use each and every life experience, right, as a vehicle for their spiritual development, which will lead to the realization that we're all here to realize that we are divine. So the society offers, we offer classes and workshops, and again, like you were speaking about this workshop coming up on Saturday, it's speaking to a specific vehicle that one can work through to accomplish their goals in life, and that vehicle is spiritual power. That's the topic of discussion for this particular workshop.
Thank you for that. And I know that, you know, when people hear, for example, what you just said about it's based on individual effort, that just reinforces the need for us to do our work, our spiritual work. You don't just wake up enlightened, you know. You don't just wake up an Osir, you know. You have to wake up the Osir within you. You have to actually do the work to wake that slumbering giant within. And this workshop is going to provide you with tools with which you can actually do the work to wake up that powerful, powerful aspect of your spirit known as that faculty known as Seker. Well, for those who might not know, because I don't want to assume that everybody knows, there are going to be a lot of people that listen to this information that are familiar with it. I want to say, while it's on my mind, Hetep, to everybody, all the members of the Osiris Society that have tuned in, and all of the people who might be familiar with this information. There are a lot of people that are going to tune in that might be hearing this information for the very first time, and so we don't want to assume that everybody's on the same page or on the same level. So if we could start with, again, we're going to be talking about Seker accessing your spiritual power, which is a part of the Ra Initiation series.
Yes.
So
yes.
For those who don't know, could you explain for our listeners, what is Ra? They've probably heard the term before, but might not really know what it is. Could you share that with us?
Certainly. I would like to make sure that everyone has the understanding that Ra is not related to the sun, and that our ancient Kemetic Egyptian ancestors did not worship the sun. It's an important thing that, you know, because the media is all pervasive with that concept. But Ra speaks to the life force. It's the divine spirit of God, and it's in man, right? And it's used to awaken your talents and develop existing talents to the highest. And it's related to the chi of the Taoist and the kundalini of the Hindus and the Holy Ghost of the Christians. You can see a relationship in that. It is required. All things require energy. So Ra speaks to energy, life force. All things require energy in order to be accomplished.
So when we think of energy, energy is, from my understanding, it has two modalities, yin and yang, the active and the passive aspects of energy. And when people think about energy, normally people think about something outside of themselves, at least those who are not into this type of information. I mean, those people who have studied metaphysics or anything like that, then when they hear the word energy, they might think of Ra. They might think of something like that. But other people who might not be into it, when you think of energy, you might think of, you know, something outside of yourself. But when we understand that energy is a part of us, and that even just to do any function in the body, any function, just to even talk, it takes energy. You know, to scratch your head, you know, it takes energy. Energy has its peaks and valleys. There are certain times of the year where certain cycles of energy, you know, that energy is governing things that we might not even consider. You know, that if we can tap into it, if we can get to a point where we understand its function and how it works, the different cycles of energy, then that will allow us to be more present and to do things with more consciousness, consciously either doing things or not doing things based on the effect that it would have on our energy, correct?
Absolutely. We always have our energy that we come to the earth with, you know, our vitality, and our level of vitality, and based on how we live, the thoughts that we think, the food that we eat, we can add to that energy or take away from it, and then we can also tie in to the energy of the earth through the cyclical fluctuations of the lunar cycles and the yearly cycles. So there's ways to increase your overall energy. You can do exercises like Qigong and Tai Chi and yoga and deep breathing exercises to increase your level of vitality and your level of energy. But it's interesting, we have to be cognizant of the fact that having a lot of energy doesn't automatically mean that you're going to direct your energy in a correct way, that you're going to move, that your actions and your thoughts will be guided by, you know, a win-win mindset, that, you know, you're looking for the welfare of all the people involved in a circumstance. And so that's the purpose of initiation, to aid the individual. You know, if we think about the word itself, initiation, you know, it means to begin something, right? To get started with something. And one of the great aspects of ancient Kemetic culture is that our ancestors understood that the greatest investment that we can make, that a nation can make, is in its people and the upliftment, the spiritual upliftment of its people, for the harmonious interactions and for success, right? And to awaken these highest faculties and all the faculties of the spirit to accomplish the great things that we see that ancient Kemet accomplished, all the way, you know, from medicine to neuroanatomy to agriculture. You know, we see that if we study the records and look at the evidence, we see the great culture that ancient Kemet had. And we have to ask ourselves, what is it that awakened that kind of genius? I mean, apparently, based on the stats, the statistics, we're not doing a really good job right now, as technologically savvy as we are. Our children are not graduating, you know, academic rates that they used to. We're finding that our attention span is getting shorter and shorter, and our waistlines are getting bigger and bigger. And so apparently we're not moving in a direction that benefits the society as a whole. As a matter of fact, the obesity epidemic is considered to be a national security risk, because there are not enough healthy young people who are not outside of the, you know, proper weight requirement, who are within the proper weight requirements to join the military. So that was an interesting, not to say that we want to promote, you know, the efforts of the military, but we're just looking at the way that we have developed this culture, anti-culture that we live in, has developed its priorities as technology, you know, money, but not invested in the people and the well-being and the upliftment of the common man. And so the ancient Egyptians had had a dual system for accomplishing that goal. One system, and it's an initiation system, was to aid men. It's the Osirian initiation, which is to aid men and women to come into the realization of their divinity. And it's a year long course, right, that moves the initiate, right, to the realization of their divinity in their everyday living. Okay, that's a key and important. And then there's the Ra initiation system, which is a lunar system that coordinates, can be explained or expressed through the astrologically through the sign of the full moon. And so this time of the year, the full moon will be in Capricorn. And so we celebrate, we see that the energy that's available to us at this time, if we want to increase this faculty called Sekhert, which provides us the ability to have spiritual power, is one thing, but on another side, it allows us to focus, to concentrate deeply, to meditate deeply, to be sober, to be dispassionate, so that we can look at the underlying purpose of our life events and understand them to be leading us to our divinity as part of our destiny. Another faculty, quality of Sekhert. So we have this opportunity now to access this energy that's available and abundant to us, so that we can acquire and awaken those talents that are governed by Sekhert.
So when each, well, let me ask this question first. I'll tell you what I was going to ask, and then I'll tell you why I was going to ask the next question. Gonna ask, well, then, when each faculty, there's a new faculty each month, and then with that new faculty, the energy present that's governed under that faculty is highest during that, I guess, 30 or 31 day span than at any other time during the year. For example, Sekhet now is high.
Mm-hmm.
This would be, we're in the Sekhet cycle. So with the energy or the access to tap into this spiritual power be greatest now than at any other point during the year, like, for example, when we have the winter solstice in December, that being the most receptive time of the year to plant the seeds that, you know, of change that you want to see manifest. Would it be the same with, for example, Sekhet? Would now be the most optimal time to be able to plant or to do the work, for lack of a better term, that would lead to that being able to access the spiritual power? As opposed to any other time during the year. Okay.
Yes, yes, it would. Again, the astrological significance relationship of the constellation of stars that the full moon will be in relate to that energy, so that the capacity to gain that energy and improve that energy. You know, a spiritual power is acquired through living in a particular way. It isn't, you won't get necessarily to it just because you do this one thing this one time. But it's based on the principles that precede it. And in the Kemetic Tree of Life, where the 11 laws are from, where the 11 principles of the Tree of Life are that help us to understand, we have to understand, we have to start out with the Amen part of our being, Oser Tehuti, and that leads us to the Sekhet. And so what I mean by that is, We must understand first that we are divine by nature, and that our divinity means that we are of God. We are of God. We are divine by nature, and so that quality provides for us, that divinity provides for us, this capacity to be peaceful in the face of any and every thing, no matter what, because God is peace, in the sense that it's all one. There's no conflict. It's all one. It's consciousness. It's an energy, consciousness and will. It has the capacity to direct its energy, but it is consciousness, and it is all present, all one, homogeneous. And so, since there's no conflict, there's no left or right, up or down, then that energy is at peace, and we are one with that peace. So when we understand that our goal in life, the whole reason for being, is the enjoyment of life as a divine being through the peace, when we have when we don't have what we want, you know, the things that we think we need and we should have, you know, and joy for the ability to be at peace, then it changes your entire perspective about everything that you do. It changes how you perceive life. And then from that law of peace, we understand that the unity in all things, everything comes from God and God is one, the divine supreme being is one, then everything is also one. That unity of being helps us to be equal to everyone, equal to everything. So when I have, here's a stretch that I haven't experienced yet. My bank account is like six digits. I'm equally as joyful and pleasant as I am when there's two digits, right? So it's not based on one's disposition, and interactions in life are not based on what we have or don't have. It's based on our divinity. Then from there, you know, you have the understanding that if we're all one and nothing is against us, then as we go to interact in the world, There's no me trying to get more than you, or me trying to you know, outwit you in something. It's a win-win goal. Our goal is to uplift each other, to aid and support each other in the realization of our divinity. So there's no conflict if we're all working towards that goal. It's from that basis that we can now earn the right to wield this power of God. You see what I mean? It would be horrible, terrible, I'm sorry to have to use those kinds of words, but it is truly unwise to give the power of God to the uninitiated. That's why I was saying it that way. So you need information. You need to understand how to access it, how to use it. And that's a part of what the Ra Initiation Series and this particular one for Sekhert, accessing your spiritual power. You need vitality. You need energy. And you need to know the principles to guide that will guide that energy appropriately so that you can interact in the world and accomplish your goals and have success.
You referenced the 11 laws of God. There may be people out there that are hearing that and maybe confusing that with the 10 commandments. Does she mean the 10 commandments? No. 11 laws of God. For those who might not be familiar with the 11 laws of God, since you referenced it and the role that it plays in this, could you share with the listeners what the 11 laws of God are?
The 11 laws of God are part of an aspect of the Osirian initiation, and are itemized in the Ra initiation. But they are principles that are the natural and logical outcome of our divine nature and our peace. They're actually expressions of that. There are 11 laws, but they're 10 arms of the first law of Amen, the 10 expressions of the first law of Amen. And they explain the nature and the interactions of these divine forces, these divine faculties that we call the Paut Neteru, that's Amen, Oser, Tehuti, Sekhert, Ma'at, Heru Kehuti, Heru, Heteru Sebek, Oset, and Geb. These are the names that we our ancient ancestors have given to the faculties of God. One God, only one supreme being, but how we call the power in the name, the energy in the name, gives us an opportunity to interact differently and experience a different energy. So one of the ways that I like to explain this is that you, Juwanza, are known by many as Juwanza. So you're that one man, Juwanza, and your wife may look over at you and say, "Hey, honey, are you married?" I'm sorry, I'd made an assumption.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, good. I wiped my brow, right? So she might look over at you and say, "Hey, honey," and when you turn and respond to her as a based on how you called her, your energy was entirely different. If somebody walks up and you go, "Hey, Brother Juwanza, how you doing?" Your response is going to be different than it was to your wife. If we walk up to you and say, "Excuse me, Mr. Preston," you're going to respond differently, even still. So how we call you, the name bespeaks the energy of the response. So our ancestors have given us an understanding of these 11 qualities of the Supreme Being, of God. I just want to make sure that no one is thinking, "Oh, well, the ancient Egyptians had 11 gods that they, quote unquote, honored or worshipped." There's only one God with these expressions, just like you're one man that we can call in many ways and get a different response from you. And so the 11 laws are the thoughts, the principles that should guide our interactions in the world. It's living by the 11 laws that guarantees our success because they are expressions of our divinity. And Sekhert has a law, Ma'at, Oser, all of the deities of the Tree of Life, each have their own law.
And for a moment, if we could talk about, just again for those who might not know, each of us come to Earth with one or two of these laws prominent in our, in our destiny. Would that be correct? Speaking of the incarnation objective and how that might, just since we're on the 11 laws, just for those who might not know, that each of us come to Earth with a particular lesson to learn, and those lessons would be embodied in at least one, possibly two of these 11 laws, is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the correspondences to Sekhar relates to destiny, the destiny of all men. Our reason for being of all men is to realize our divinity and to enjoy life as a divine, as a divine being, right? And the world unfolds in a very, very systematic and very is planned. Nothing is without purpose. God doesn't waste anything. And so we find that each of us, as we come to Earth, we're on a path, and our goal, moving towards the goal of realizing our divinity, what we say is realizing Osir in the world. And so as we move from lifetime to lifetime, we have interactions with people throughout our lifetimes. Some people we're still working things through from previous lives, working to live the peace that we are, to share our wealth and abundance and to help uplift. So we have these planned interactions. And so our destiny refers to those events entailing material losses and gains, difficulties, ease, and our goal is to move through all of those events, any and all of those events, with this peace that we are. The life challenges that come to us will come to us whether we're rich or poor. Money is a big thing in people's lives. So you might say, well, if I had money, I'd be okay, you know? Well, if I just get a relationship, I can make it. I'll be okay. If I just. But it does, the life that, you know, we've been provided here, we get this opportunity each and every day to realize these qualities that are identified in the Tree of Life. You know, oneness with others, our ability to have the humility to ask for guidance, the quest for infallible guidance and the wisdom and the ability to know, you know, what's going on, our ability to make things happen in our lives, to share what we have when it's needed, to be just, you know, to choose. These are all qualities of the deities of the Tree of Life, to use our imagination in a divine way to uplift, to heal, and to restore, to use our words, and to devote our lives to the realization of our divinity. These are all things that we all are going to interact with and have to do. And our destiny reading, also known as an incarnation objective, is done for individuals through, we have two divination systems. One is called the Meduna Ter Oracle, which speaks to the Neteru, the angelic force, angelic power of God, angelic expression of God, the deity. And then we have, I was thinking about something else for a second. So our destiny, we have those Meduna Ter oracles, and then we have the Yi Jing oracle, which also speaks to the energy, the life force, and gives us directions for the superior man, those seeking to achieve their divinity. So in regard to the Meduna Ter oracle, you might come back to Earth. You might come and be 25 or be a newborn, and this reading is done for you. And you may have a Sekhar reading, either as a single Medu, or you might have Sekhar and Oset, as an example.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the two guiding principles for your life, this incarnation. So you would be working to comprehend, to learn, to comprehend the laws of these two deities and to live by them for your success in life, that you fulfill your reason for being. See, destiny says, listen, this is the most important thing you can accomplish. I was talking about attention spans earlier and how we start out thinking we're going for one thing and then we end up with something else. What would it be like if we go out to work, on our way to work, and, you know, because of some detours and some other things, we end up somewhere else and don't get to our destination? We never arrive at work. Then we've missed the boat, or we live a life of abundance. We've got all cash. We're not worried about what we can buy or what we can do. We can afford this thing and that thing, but we miss the principle of sobriety. This is Sekhar. We miss the principle of being able to plan and organize and move slowly and carefully to the accomplishment of our goals, long-term goals. Maybe you're born into wealth, let's say as an example, then you have not fulfilled your reason for being. You missed the boat, as it were. Did that answer their question? Did that?
Absolutely. I'm hoping everybody's enjoying this interview as much as I am. And to the listeners online, if you have a question you'd like to speak to my guest, all you have to do is just call in at 347-324-5727. And if you're listening by phone, all you have to do is press 1, and then I can bring you on and you can ask your question. I have a question, and this is, I don't want to take the conversation somewhere else, but since, you know, you're covering a lot and you're laying a foundation for a real good understanding about what this initiation system, what the 11 laws of God are, what the incarnation objective is. And my next question would be then for those who might be out there who might have heard about, say, somebody's in the Sekhar clan. What would that mean for that person?
Okay.
Somebody says, okay, well, I'm in the Sekhar clan. What does that mean? I know I'm in the clan, but I don't know what it means. So what would that information?
Absolutely. I'd like to just step back before I answer that in full and just say that, you know, the wisdom of our African ancestors, man, we're just so blessed, is that they understood that it's important that we have means through which and by which we can come together with others and have a common basis for understanding, common basis to move and grow from. And so what people are organized in clans as a social mechanism, support mechanism, whether that support is to grow spiritually, whether that support is economic, social, these are mechanisms that societies have for the welfare of their people. And they're headed by those who have, for whatever clan it is, have the information, the understanding, and have an intimate understanding of that principle. So the designation, I say that, and I go forward to say that the designation of being in the Sekhar clan means that if you get your astrology chart done by through a very accurate system, and tropical astrology isn't the most accurate system. Krishnamurti, Parthati, and some of the Indian Hindu systems are more accurate. And you discover that you have the moon in Capricorn, then you would be given the designation of being in the Sekhar clan. Now, what the moon sign provides is, on one hand, an understanding of the emotional qualities of the individual, things that in the cultivation of your divinity and the growth of your rising of your spirit, we could say it that way, you need to really learn how to balance and harmonize the Sekhar qualities. And it is also related to your past life energies that you need to work and harmonize and balance. So it's a connection from the past that you need to come back and continue working on. So those people with Sekhar as their destiny or Sekhar would be designated in the Sekhar clan. A Saraset society is organized by clans, by the lunar sign, the sign of the moon. You know, you would be working on these qualities of Sekhar. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
The sobriety
wow.
And the seriousness and the focus and the ability to endure, you know, long-term projects, you know, when all the material things are taken away, that you understand that who you are and what you are is not in the material things, that you are a divine being and you have the power within you. If you understand how to, and the understanding of how to use it to make things happen in your life. And we all have this quality, we all have this ability, and anything that any one man can achieve, we all can achieve if we do the work to accomplish it. So the clan gives you a focus for some of the work that needs to be done in your life. as well as a destiny.
Everybody, this is food. This is spiritual food, and it is delicious. I am loving every bite. I'm loving every bite of this. This is good. Could we talk about consciousness, will, and energy matter, and how that relates to all of this? Because you know, there, because we're when you're talking about energy and the life force, of course, that would fall on the energy matter side of things. But then there's consciousness, will. It might be easier for people to understand energy matter than consciousness will. So could you talk about that and how that relates to this discussion on the Ra Initiation Series and sacred accessing your spiritual power? Because I think for a lot of people, they need to understand that a foundation has got to be laid so that you can really understand the picture. You have to see the big picture. You know, like we're taking Seker specifically and discussing it and how to access, talk about what's going to be taking place at the workshop. It's going to be on accessing your spiritual power using the faculty and tapping into and accessing the power through the faculty of Seker. But in a larger scheme, there's a big picture going on here. Could you talk about consciousness, will, and energy matter as that relates to this discussion?
Okay. So I would like to put a picture in your mind, and we'll move from that picture. So earlier I talked about how Supreme Being is all one. And so we talk about the qualities of the Supreme Being, being omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence. But and Seker relates to the omnipotence of God. And so when we think about being one, being the word we could use as homogeneous, is only God is all one, and it is aware of itself. So that's consciousness. It's aware that it has the potential to become an anything, yet it subsists as no thing. Does that make sense? I use the word in a new way. Subsist means it does not yet exist. It subsists. So it is a being. It is the supreme being. And it is has the capacity to direct its energy, to direct its being. But as God, it is those two qualities, the ability to know itself, to be conscious of being conscious, and to know that it can direct itself. We call that the will. It's devoid of energy in that sense. There's the self and the not-self. So we're talking about the self when we talk about consciousness and will. So the self relates to that awareness of being, and then this dispassionate, this free of emotional content will, because some people think that they can accomplish things if they just have will power. I'm just, you know, like a little train that could. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. That's not what that is. The will is a directive, a statement. And in everyday life, you know, we have this experience of will. We say, I need to lose weight, or I need to, you know, drive the speed limit, or, you know, I need to remember those potholes, you know, when I go down the street, you know. And so just that statement alone doesn't guarantee that we're going to follow and do that. We need the power, the raw, the spiritual power. We need the energy to accomplish our goals. We need the spirit to accomplish the goal. But who and what we are as divine beings is consciousness and will. We're perceivers. We're like avatars. We're like the avatars that the human being is like an avatar of the supreme being. God is resting at rest, at peace, conscious of itself, and that's our goal too. In the ancient days, you know, we would use meditation as a tool to bring our consciousness in oneness with the consciousness of God. We see that meditation is an excellent, outstanding tool for that process. So meditation is also part of both the Ra initiation and the Osirian initiation. We use meditation to inculcate the laws. Meditation is the tool that we use to take into a state where we're receptive the laws and the principles that we're seeking to live by. So when we talk about the Ra initiation and Sekhert, we're working to unify ourselves and to manifest the qualities of Sekhert. And we use meditation, we use Qigong energy exercises. And in the Osirian initiation, we're working to understand the 11 laws, put them into the mind so that in our lives and in our everyday living, we're manifesting the Osir in our lives, our divinity in our lives. So consciousness and will are who we are. That's our self, the divine self, capital S self, not me, myself, but the divine self. And energy matter is the vehicle that we use to accomplish our goals. That's the Ra initiation side.
So as we talk about the faculty of Sekhert, and it's being known for spiritual power, then when it comes to all of the faculties, and this particular faculty is the one that's going to be focused on at the workshop, and you mentioned the Osirian initiation where people, this is the initiation where you kind of tap into your divinity, I guess, as a goal that is, I might not be saying this right, but you're going to, through the Osirian initiation, which is an ongoing initiation, you're going to be constantly reminded daily of your divinity through the format that's set out for you to do, to work on, to accomplish that goal. Now, then would it be advisable for somebody to take the Osirian initiation prior to the Ra initiation series? I mean, if that's laying the foundation for who you are, and then the Ra initiation is building upon that already established identity that you've now come into as a result of taking the Osirian initiation, would that be something that is a prerequisite for the Ra initiation, or is somebody saying, or can they be done at the same time, or could the Ra initiation be done first?
Okay. They can be done separately, and they can be done together. There's no prerequisite for the the Ra initiation. And the Osirian initiation has several levels, the introductory level one and advanced levels as you move through that process. The Osirian initiation is a commitment to a way of life, commitment to a way of moving through this life in such a manner that you accept and acknowledge that you are divine, and you're going to take a year by year, to gain the focus. And there's an online initiation that we all join in. So there's people all over the world. I mean, we're in New York, we're in D.C., in Chicago, in Philadelphia, in Milwaukee. I mean, I could keep going on. Oakland, Bermuda, Norfolk, Trinidad.
Atlanta.
Woohoo, Atlanta, and so and Baltimore, and so Akron, Dayton. You know, so we're in so many places, and so we are using the technology to facilitate, you know, this process for everyone. So there's the online Osirian initiation that you can participate in that begins in February, but you can come in at any point. But the optimum would be to begin in February, and then so that's the year long process, and then this lunar. This monthly process, you know, you can come in and become a part of that if you want to awaken, to increase your capacity for those Sekhert qualities and awaken your spiritual power. So there's no prerequisite for the Ra initiation or the Osirian, and they can both be done together.
You mentioned earlier, you said a very, very powerful statement, and well, all of them have been powerful, but this one really, really stands out to me, that power, and I'm going to paraphrase it, that power is dangerous in the hands of the uninitiated, you know. So when it comes to intention, in power, because everybody wants power. Everybody wants to be powerful. Everybody wants to be able to manifest their hopes, dreams, desires, whatever it is that they want. Everybody wants to be able to grow spiritually at the rate that they want to be able to grow at. Everybody wants to be able to snap their fingers and make things happen and all of that. What role does intention have in this awakening, this power? And is this power being awakened or accessed dependent upon the other faculties being awakened as well? Will you not get the power of Seker if, say, the law of Ma'at in you, or the faculty of the law of Ma'at, has not been awakened, for lack of a better example?
Okay. So Seker is, a way that we speak about the power of God, yes. And it does have prerequisites. You do need to have an understanding. You need to be working to uplift yourself. You need to be working to reflect, the divinity that you are in your everyday living, to unify your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, to realize that you are, one with all, that what you want for yourself, you should want for others, that you're equal to everyone and everything. There's no, bias or prejudice, because you by nature are at peace. I think the word I'm looking for is quiescent. There's no ripples in the water. There's just a peace. And so if we're working towards that goal, if your intention is your personal upliftment and the upliftment of mankind, or just your personal upliftment, we'll start with that, then yes, that's the beginning. You have to connect yourself to God, though, because I get a chance to work people who are working to do all kinds of things, as a meditation instructor and as a priesthood member. And so, you have people who have, I'm thinking of one particular person. This person has 2 master's degrees, and this person is capable, competent, everything you would think that it would take to be employed. And yet, this individual is not employed and hasn't really been employed in anything that has taken some little small jobs for which he's highly overqualified, but because he has to put food on the table. But her challenge, because it's a secret reading, governing her event, is that she's not tied to God. And it's interesting that her grandmother, another secret correspondence, the elders, the seniors, always told her that she had to pray, that she had to go to God. And, in the course of the lives that, the way that society moves us now, we don't need God. We just need to get a degree. We just need to have a car. We just need to get on the bus at the right time, And so, our success in life is tied to God and God's goal to uplift all mankind. So when we begin to tie ourselves to that goal, to that understanding, that's what empowers us. That's why you're so powerful, Baba. That's why you're so powerful, because you're working to uplift yourself, and you take this time and you created this venue to share this information. So that's the kind of thing we're talking about. That empowers you. You're meeting people. And this is a way that you can see it in your own life. You meet people who have great stories or a great understanding, and you're able to share that with others. It's helped to uplift you and help to uplift others. And you continually find that just out of the blue, you're in the right place, or you have the opportunities just kind of come to you to do things. I'm sorry, Zach. Are you hearing a crunching sound?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
sorry
just
about
no
that.
Static.
Okay. So that's what we're talking about in spiritual power. We just want to make sure that we define this and we understand what spiritual power is. It isn't that you're pushing your way through life and you're going to do what you want because I'm spiritually uplifted now. It's not like that. Spiritual power is the ability to influence the course of events, to make things happen. It's the ability to heal, to make the seemingly impossible possible. And once, you know, your presence is made available to it, spiritual power will effortlessly move you towards your goal or your intention. It's not a force, but an effortless movement towards your goal. It's spiritual power that puts you in the right place at the right time, you know, and that can make those connections that need to be made. And then you see yourself moving towards your goal.
You know, I think now would be a good time to read the law of Secher, which states that when the emotions of man manifest in response to the word of God, they have the power to influence the course of any and all events in the world. I'll read it again. When the emotions of man manifest in response to the word of God, they have the power to influence the course of any and all events in the world. You had just made reference to that. And I think what's an interesting prerequisite here is that it says in order to get the power, basically, to paraphrase it, your emotions are going to have to manifest in response to the word of God. You can't be tripping
right.
and get the power. Your emotions have got to be in check.
Right,
you've
right.
got to,
in a very, very understandable way. You know, you cannot be tripping or doing too much or whatever. Yes, you have to be. That's that oneness, right? You talked about intention.
Mm-hmm.
It's the unity and the alignment of your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, your emotions in harmony with that divine goal, with that. It's a divine goal, and it has a mundane manifestation. It may be manifesting through, you know, you're trying to get a job, or excuse me, I'm just thinking about something I was going to share, or you're, finding a partner who has your same goals and interests. You know, you want to be with someone who's working to uplift themselves also. And so you want to have that power, that connection. You want to be able to move and do those things so that you can accomplish that goal. So that's what we're talking about, the alignment of those thoughts and feelings and emotions and actions in harmony with, you know, the divine goal. Your life lesson is your destiny, the law of Secher, if that's what you're working with, or the goal of realizing your divinity as Osir.
Do you remember what you were going to share?
Yes.
You just made reference to it.
I had to giggle. I was saying because, you know, in relationship to how your emotions are a part of this influence, it was a young lady who was, you know, trying to get a job. And she had she was an expert cover letter writer, and she had, you know, filled out all the applications. She had made the appointments for the interview, but she had panic attacks at the idea of going to the interview. So enter meditation, and so we use what's called meditation scripts to put the law in our minds, so that while we're in the receptive state of the alpha brainwave pattern that relates to meditation. And so we take the law into the meditation state, and we see ourselves, one sees oneself achieving one's goal. And part of her meditation script said, you know, one of her things was all she had to do was show up. That had been something that worked for her in her life. She said, I just know all I have to do is show up. And so we incorporated that into what's called her meditation script. And then the final part was, no matter how I feel, because we can't wait for our feelings to be the judge of what's right, because there's no knowledge in a feeling. There's no insight or, you know, emotions are tools to help us accomplish goals. You know, every one of the 11 deities of the Tree of Life has an emotional component. You know, Osset is devotion. Secher is that sobriety and that straightforward, you know, listen, this is just what it is, honey. You know, it's the, you know, why are you buying a diamond for your girlfriend? You know, should everybody have a diamond? What's the purpose of the diamond? Maybe for your relationship to receive the energy, to help move the energy of your goals and objectives as a couple together, maybe you need to have some onyx, or that sacred gemstone. Maybe you need to have a ring that's made of citrine.
Rose quartz.
It had her rue as a part of your goal. If you're working to increase your capacity to love, giving what's needed, whatever emotional challenge it may bring, maybe you need lapis lazuli or amethyst. You know, so there's, what is the purpose behind it? I mean, what is the purpose of relationships? What is the purpose of having children? What is the secret's always asking? Well, what's the purpose? Why are you wearing that color today? Well, is it in harmony with a goal or objective? Is it in harmony with the energy of the day? Or are you just, you know, are you just going to always wear black shirt and blue jeans?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Everybody, I know. I know you are enjoying this. I know you are. And I'm just humbled and thankful to have the opportunity to have just had an opportunity to speak with you again today. Are you good on time? You have a couple more minutes?
Yes. I wanted to, you were saying earlier that, you know, if you have an announcement, you might want to make it, you know, early, and hopefully everyone is still able to listen in. But in addition to the Ra initiation for Sekhert this weekend here in the District of Columbia in Northwest D.C., 6224 3rd Street, there's also going to be, and I'm so excited, there's also going to be a workshop, a weekend set of workshops given by the Shechem Reshechem on Saturday, July the 29th, and Sunday, July the 30th. On Saturday, it would be from 1 to 7 p.m., and on Sunday, from 2 to 6 p.m. What possibly could we be talking about for an entire weekend? It's called Awakening and Developing Your Talents and Genius for Success. He's going to discuss how to heal your brain and enhance your brain performance. How do you inculcate the mental mindset for success, health, and wealth? You'll get a spiritual reading. It's a success intensive weekend. I mean, I've been watching other success programs that incorporate meditation, and you know, people are doing great things, healing themselves, and it's just been spectacular seeing the power of God work in the world when you're connected to the divine. But here we are able to say and use our comedic terms, the terms and the powers and the tools of our ancestors, to awaken the same kind of genius that they awakened with the understanding of the technology that it takes to do so. We're going to get an opportunity to enjoy that, to be a part of that this coming weekend in New York. How about that? So you can, if you're in D.C., local to D.C., you can come to the Sekhert workshop, or if you're in New York, you would come to the Success Intensive, Success Mindset, Developing Your Talents for Success, Health, and Well-Being.
Wow. That is, you have some people that might go up to the New York one, then come back down.
Yes, that's right. Well, I don't know, that would be pretty hard. You can't be in two places at once yet in the physical plane. We have to do some other things. But the workshop on Saturday is going to be at 3:00, Saturday and Sunday, is going to be at 305 Remsen, R-E-M-S-E-N Avenue in Brooklyn, at the corner of Remsen and Clarkson Avenues. And if you would like to register online or get some more information, you can call 718-469-3199 or orders at DowieNetwork.com. Now, the Shechem Reshechem has been prolific in his what he's brought to us, you know, divination systems, 30 books. He's an accomplished musician, a CEO of a K through 12 school in its 35th year, with 100% graduation rate. And I mean, it's just been he's just shown this capacity and the ability to do, and he wants to share that with everyone. It isn't that he is somebody particularly special, even though we love him and he's special to us, but these qualities can be awakened in anyone, and that's what we're saying. You have the capacity, if you do the work, to accomplish the same kinds of successes in your family, in your business, you know, in your life in general.
You know, I'm in 100% agreement with you. We are blessed. We are truly blessed just to be even living in the time of such an individual that God has just, or he's yielded himself over to God. And as the law of Moses states, God needs you to come into the world, and fulfilling God's need is the highest act of love. Well, obviously, Shechem and Shechem yielded himself over to God and made his temple, his person, available for God to come through, and very humble. I remember one time I was about to interview him, and just prior to the show us going live, I was commenting on all the, he had just come out with another book, and I was like, wow, I can't believe this, the book you've come out with, just, I mean, it hasn't been that long since the last one. He said, brother, you can do the exact same thing too if you just do the, if you do the meditations, if you do the information that's prescribed in the book, then you'll be able to do the exact same thing. I mean, that's humility. And so I just wanted, since we're talking about Shechem and Shechem, just take a moment and just acknowledge him as you just did, you know, and the work that he has done. And I want to also acknowledge the members, the priests and the priestesses, the Orwats and the Shechems and Shechems of the Oseraset Society, for all of the hard work that you all have been doing over the years, over the decades, just teaching and sharing and counseling and everything to help us who are coming into this knowledge to grow. And so I just want to, you know, just acknowledge the fact that you all have done an awesome, awesome job in just providing this information, getting the information, learning the information, and disseminating the information to us in ways, just like this interview, in ways in which we can understand it and grow, because people come at all different levels to this information, and you all have been patient with us, you know, and, you know, I just want to say thank you. Duawu.
When you said that, I thought about all the people who are of higher rank than I am who have been the examples to me, to my person, of, you know, sacrifice for the whole, who have studied and worked hard to exemplify the values and the qualities that we are talking about on a daily basis, that we look at and we can touch and talk and speak with, who have just been outstanding examples. And, of course, the Shechem and Shechem, being, you know, the guide and the lead wise sage that he is, you know, sharing that knowledge with us and help, being the conduit for this ancient wisdom, I stand in awe. I'm grateful. I'm grateful, absolutely.
Well, everybody, as you know, we're talking about today's heading for the show is Seker, Accessing Your Spiritual Powers. We mentioned there's a workshop coming up this Saturday in Washington, D.C. at the Synbev Wellness Complex. We're going to tell you all about that, give you all the information you need to attend that. I just had a couple more questions, if that's okay.
Certainly, certainly.
We good? Okay.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay. How can this power be diminished? We're talking about how to access your spiritual power. You've laid an awesome foundation on what it is, how we can access it, the tools that are available for us to access it. But what are some of the ways that people actually diminish it? What are ways that people can actually, things that people do that have an adverse effect on the goal of accessing your spiritual power?
You can forget God. That's the first one. Lose your connection to your divinity, to divinity. And you can live the American lifestyle with the cigarettes and the drinking and the marijuana and the staying up late and constantly on your phones. You know, you can drink too much coffee, eat too much, overeat, eat at the wrong times, not rest enough, not drink enough water to hydrate yourself and your brain, you can undermine the greatest expression of in a sentence about how, you know, other than saying the American lifestyle. We have to understand the value and the importance of maintaining good brain health for a number of reasons, but the brain is the vehicle that we use. It does everything for us. I mean, no brain, no action, no life. And so there are parts of our brain, aspects of our brain that are critical and crucial to awakening our divinity. And things like alcohol, not getting enough rest, not being properly hydrated, all those kinds of health and nutrition factors affect and influence the functioning of our brains in general. And how effective we are in life is how well our brain function is. So there's a Chekma Shekma will also be discussing that in the intensive that's going to be in New York this weekend. And it is coming, he is going to come to the different HESS, different locations to also do this workshop. But the first one is being done in New York. But that's all a part of it. We have to understand the importance of maintaining our health and well-being and thinking the right kinds of thoughts, the benefit of the 11 laws, because that affects and influences our life force, our raw. So we want to do all of these things, because without that, we won't be able to wield the power. You need your vitality. You need your life force to be strong. You need your mind to be clear. You need to be healthy. I mean, let's think about it in a different kind of way. If you had an opportunity to ride in a vehicle, you know, a car, which car would you pick? Would you pick, let's say, a 1987 Volkswagen Beetle? Or would you want to be in a vehicle, maybe a Jaguar, a 2017 Jaguar? So the vehicle plays a role in what you can do. If you're stiff and you can't move and your back hurts and you can't bend your knees, that's going to undermine, in some ways, your ability to bend down and hug a child who may need to be encouraged. You know what I mean? So there's all kinds of that's an important aspect, you know, in many systems, health success systems don't incorporate the totality of what it takes to really have a unified approach to health, wellness, and success.
You know, I encourage everybody, make it a point, go out of your way to attend the Secker Accessing Your Spiritual Power Workshop. That's going to be this Saturday, July the 29th, at 5 p.m. at the Simbeb Wellness Complex. That's at 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And in case you need to MapQuest that, the zip code there is 20011. There's also, at that same location, Simbeb Natural Foods, Simbeb Vegetarian Cafe, and the Sistrum Boutique. If you have never tasted vegetarian food or vegan food, you need to step inside. While you're there, you need to step inside the cafe. They've got, I remember, I don't know if they still sell it, but I remember years ago, I hope they had a sandwich. It wasn't turkey, but it sure enough tasted like turkey. It was delicious. I'm telling you, I don't know if they still have it, but when you go there, step inside there and ask them. Say, Jawanda said, y'all got something that tastes like turkey, but ain't turkey. You know, ask them if they still have it. That sandwich was so delicious. They also have a boutique there. They've got clothes. They've got books. I mean, they've got a grocery store there. I mean, you need to really go in there and check them out. And they've got, you just name it. Go in there. I'm not going to try to explain it. You go in there and look around for yourself. I guarantee there are gifts. I mean, you name it. You have to go by there. When you go to the workshop, if you've never been there before, step inside the cafe, get something to eat, and definitely go inside the Sistrum Boutique and see what it is that you're going to get, because I guarantee you're going to walk out. Once you walk in, you're going to walk out with something. Also, I wanted to ask, are children allowed at the workshop? Because sometimes kids can get a little, you know, if people are going to be meditating, sometimes kids can get a little restless. And if they are allowed, is there an age requirement?
Okay. I'd like to answer that question, but may I have a moment? In addition to, in regard to the boutique and the cafe and the co-op, I just wanted to say that there are certain implements that one might want to acquire to help them with the sacred energy. So the myrrh oil will be there. There's a meditation CD that corresponds to has the music. And the words of power that relate to Sekhert will be available there. So, yes, all the things that you said, delicious food, absolutely, desserts and drinks and the clothing store, the boutique, all of those things are there. And we want to also make sure that if you would like to purchase some of the implements for Sekhert, the oils, the bath, the meditation CD, that those things are available too. So just want to make sure we added that in. And then also, in regard to children, yes, objectively, when the meditation portion comes on, you have already planned it in such a manner that your child will be resting and quiet. If not, you know, maybe you could have somebody, bring somebody who can sit with them or something like that. Because, again, a lot of people record what we're doing, what's going on, and we want to make sure that we afford everyone the ability to have a good quality recording.
Ain't nothing wrong with children. We all love children, but there's nothing worse than trying to meditate with a baby crying. <You
know>? Yeah. As a woman with five children, I had to take my children to classes, and I was trying to get the information myself. You know, back in the day. I know that sometimes you do have to remove yourself for the benefit of others. So you know, if you have a small child and you want to come and get what you can, please come get what you can. But also to respect, the goals and objectives of the reason for the workshop, and we do want everyone to have a good quality meditation. So, if it's necessary, you may have to come out for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Also, please do not. I'm sorry.
About eating.
I was going to say, do not eat 1 hour prior to the workshop. Please do not eat at least 1 hour prior to the workshop. The price is $7 for the event. Again, that's going to be Secker. That's could be the best $7 you ever spent. Secker.
People are wondering why they shouldn't eat. You know, just somebody might say, "Well, why can't I eat before I come?" It's just, you know, the digestive process takes energy, and if you're trying to meditate, the digestive process is going to pose some conflict to your energy. So you want to, before meditating, you would like to have digested your food, so that all of your focus, all your energy can be guided toward and part of the meditation. So that's the reason for that. But you're welcome to come right after that and go get something to eat right upstairs. How about that?
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. And you also, make sure you get there early. It starts at 5, but you want to make sure that you can get in, and because I'm anticipating that this is going to be full, okay, that everybody, when they hear about this, is going to want to come. So make sure, in order to make sure that you get in and you get a good spot, get there early. If it starts at 5, make sure that you're there prior to that. You don't, you know, no CP time here. Just get there, because I'm sure they're going to be starting on time. So you don't want to miss anything. You don't want to miss a word. Again, that's this Saturday, the 29th. That's July the 29th, Saturday, at the Sinbeb Wellness Complex, starting at 5 p.m., but you're going to get there early, and that's at 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. To MapQuest it, you might need a zip code. That's 20011, and if you still need more information, call this number. It's 202-630-2507. Again, that's 202-630-2507. Shekham, I just want to say thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Was there anything else that you wanted to add? I know it's hard to cover what's going to be covered in a workshop in an hour or so, I mean, because there's going to be a lot of information at the workshop. Was there anything else you wanted to add to what we already discussed concerning the workshop on Saturday?
No, I think the great interrogator that you are, how about that, interviewer that you are, you covered everything so beautifully. Thank you so very much for this opportunity to share this information, and look forward to hopefully seeing someone or hearing about someone's experience because they came and got an opportunity to participate and are going to make some changes in their lives to embrace some of the things that they've learned to have access to that quality. You know, we all want to be able to affect and influence our lives in a positive way. And we want to accomplish things for our children, for our partners in our businesses and our financial status. And this workshop will help to give those kinds of tools. And I appreciate the opportunity to speak on the Success Intensive Weekend this weekend with on Saturday the 29th and the 30th in New York with the Shechem or Shechem. If people want information about
that. What time
again,
is that again?
Yes, and on Saturday, July the 29th, it's from 1 to 7 p.m., and it continues Sunday, July the 30th, from 2 to 6 p.m. at 305 Remsen Avenue in Brooklyn, at the corner of Remsen and Clarkson. And if there's someone would like to call and ask some questions, they can dial 718-469-3199.
Before I let you go, could you just talk about the importance of sharing this information? Because there are a lot of people out there that are listening. And if you listen to this show and you enjoyed this information that you got today, you can just share the information with people, your friends on Facebook. You can email. You can copy and paste the link. I mean, we're trying to make this world better, you know, not just for us, but for the generations that come behind us. We've been blessed to even hear this information. If this information fell on your ears today, you were blessed to hear it. Wouldn't you want the people that you love to hear it as well? Shechem, could you talk about the importance of just sharing just like information like this so that we can, we're trying to spread it, this information around the globe, you know. So could
that's
you
right, that's
talk
right.
about that for me?
Well, you gave such a beautiful intro. I'm not sure if I can add anything to that, but I guess I would say that, you know, this the Osirian religion is the most ancient religion in the world. And through the writings on the ancient pyramids, through the intuition and the spiritual work of the Shechem or Shechem, we now have access to that legacy. If we're going to take something of value to the future, to the generations, as the Aboriginal people of this continent said, you know, seven generations out, we have to create and continue the legacy of our ancestors, because they know how to get it done and get it done in a manner that's peaceful. Our ancestors were the ones who, you know, mathematics and science and the recorders of history and the recorders of the means through which and by which we can affect and influence the behavior of individuals, that they can realize their divinity through initiation processes. So if we look at the news, if we look at we read the paper, I don't know if anybody does that anymore, but if we go online and we read what's going on in the world, we can see clearly that there is a need for upliftment to awaken higher qualities and higher faculties within us. This information, the Osirian religion, the information that we're giving as in the Ra initiation series and in the Osirian initiation series and the Qigong exercises, the health and the wellness practices, this is all a part of a whole, a unified theory, what the scientists call the unified theory of everything, right? This is how we will achieve that goal of peace on earth, because we live it. We can't rest in peace unless we live in it, and there will not be peace in the world unless we bring it.
Wow. My sister, I just say, Anita Rock, thank you to your person. Thank you to Shechem or Shechem Ra'u Nefa Amen. Thank you to Anita Rock, to Orwa Hemedurah and Comet, Anita Rock, to Heksimsu Heru, Shechemeh Abnatar, Anita Rock, to Shechem Tebrahim Sa'a, also
yes,
to Shechem Bikam.
That's right,
know,
that's right.
To so many people I've had the opportunity of speaking with and learning from it's been truly, truly a blessing this evening to have an opportunity to speak with you. Again, everybody, make sure that you get by the Sinbad Wellness Complex this Saturday, July 29th, one more time, starting at 5 p.m. That's the Sinbad Wellness Complex, 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., zip code 20011. If you still need more information, please call 202-630-2507. That's 202-630-2507. And, again, there's a fee of $7. It's the best $7 you'll ever spend in your life. My sister, the drummers are waiting to escort you out. I want to say thank you so much. I will be in touch. It's been a fabulous. You did an awesome, awesome interview. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chimamanda, for all the services you give to this community with sharing this information and uplifting and helping to heal and restore African people to their greatness. We appreciate what you do, and to all your listeners, we appreciate the efforts that you are also making to uplift yourselves. So I appreciate all that has occurred today, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Peace and blessings. My name is Juwanda. Thank you so much, everybody. I can't follow anything she said. I'm just going to let the drummers escort our sister out. And who am I? I'm the one who in giving receives more. Who are you? It's a poo.